the error that the Quran contains evidence for mutation. In addition to natural selection, another natural phenomena indicated as a so-called evolutionary mechanism is that of mutation. Mutations are damages caused in the genetic structures of living things by agents such as heat, radiation, or chemical substances. Mutations damage and disrupt the DNA sequence in the living cell. There is no such thing as a beneficial mutation. 99% of mutations are harmful, and the remaining 1% has no impact at all. A living thing subjected to mutation generally ends up crippled and defective, or else gets down with diseases such as cancer stemming from genetic impairment. In short, mutations add no new information to DNA, for which reason mutations cannot endow a life form with any new characteristics or organs. No evolutionary effect of mutations has ever been observed to this day. As with the subject of natural selection, the proponents of the delusion of evolutionary creation look for so-called evidence from the Quran. They come up with a number of irrational and illogical claims by distorting the true meaning of verses in their search for supporting evidence. The verses to which they appoint as supposed evidence for the nonsense that living things evolved by way of mutations are as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If we wished, we could transform them where they stand, so they would neither be able to go out nor return. You are well aware of those of you who broke the Sabbath. We said to them, be apes, despised, cast out. Then, when they forgot what they had been reminded of, we rescued those who had forbidden the evil and seized those who did wrong, with a harsh punishment because they were deviators. Say, shall I tell you of a reward with Allah far worse than that? That of those whom Allah has cursed with and whom He is angry, turning some of them into monkeys and pigs, and who worship false gods. Such people are in a worse situation and further from the right way. So he threw down his staff, and there it was, unmistakably a snake. The first verse describes how Allah will punish some people by putting their bodies into a different form, in which they cannot move. The three following verses describe how Allah turns some people's bodies into other livings' bodies, again as a punishment. The final verse describes how Allah turned the Prophet Moses' peace be upon him staff into a snake. None of these things happened as a result of natural causes, but as the consequence of Allah's miraculous creation. All these transitions referred to in the verses happened in a miraculous way, with His telling them to be. They did not occur through evolution or mutation. It is nonsensical to seek to establish any link between these verses and the theory of evolution. The verses describe how Allah turned some people whom He punishes for their evil deeds into apes or pigs. Even if we imagine that these changes did not take place instantaneously, it is nevertheless clear that they must take place within the average human life expectancy of 60 to 70 years. Nevertheless, the theory of evolution foresees it taking millions of years for one species to turn into another. The Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, staff, the subject of the final verse, is an inanimate object, for which reason it cannot even be suggested that it underwent evolution. It is even more nonsensical than the claims made by evolutionists to suggest that an inanimate staff suddenly turned into a dragon by way of mutations.
Hey,
If someone is not laboring under the delusion of thinking, I must produce some evidence in favor of evolution from the Quran. Even if I have to distort it, then it is absolutely impossible to interpret the verses in question as evidence of mutation. Indeed, attempting to produce evidence from the verses in favor of evolution in that way merely proves what a hollow, forced, and un-Quranic thesis evolutionary creation truly is.